The Apostle Paul loved to use metaphors. One of his favorite was using the Isthmian Games as an example. Now, the Isthmian Games were sort of like today's Olympic Games. They were held on the Isthmian Peninsula near Corinth. And when he wrote to the Corinthians, he used that imagery to really make an important spiritual point. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26, he talked about running. And he said this in verse 25, "Everyone who competes for the prize is temperate. They do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we do it for an imperishable crown." So then he says, "Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty." And so he ran with a mission. And that's what we're all supposed to do as God's people. Spiritually speaking, we are on a mission, and we're called, well, in a way, to be spiritual track stars. And in fact, this is a metaphor that not only the Apostle Paul used, but so many use this idea. In fact, Paul emphasized this with Timothy. The young minister Timothy, when Paul was instructing him, he told him something interesting in 1 Timothy. In that first letter that he writes to Timothy, he reminds him about this type of thing when he tells him about the idea of running. So when we look at 1 Timothy, we can recognize that very thing. He says this in 1 Timothy chapter 6. He reminds him of this. I forgot to write down the chapter and the verse. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11. Here's what he says. He says, "You, O man of God, flee these things," talking about evils and sin. And then he says, "Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness." So Paul emphasizes that metaphor that we are supposed to be spiritual track stars, that we count on God and we rely on Him. And through His Spirit, we run away from sin and we pursue righteousness. So let's make sure we've got our track shoes on and be those spiritual runners so that we can fulfill God's calling. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.